You said that disclosure was basically stopped in its tracks by the events of 9/11. That's almost 9 years ago. Where is it? Where is it now? I mean, is it coming anytime soon, or has it been stopped in its tracks again by the economic 9/11?
No, it's not stopped in its tracks. I've asked all the time, when is disclosure going to happen? The response I give is that disclosure is inevitable and soon, and the question for us is whether it'll be soon enough. But since 2001, a great deal has happened. We talked about the Cometa report. We talked about the statements by Podesta and Richardson. We talked about, well, the issue was introduced in the 2008 campaign. Countries like UK, France, Canada, Australia, Uruguay, Denmark, Sweden, and recently New Zealand have released tens of thousands of UFO files.
Yeah, but those files are sort of like the what we released years ago from Blue Book, aren't they? Something was seen in the sky, jets chased it, that kind of stuff. Is there anything revolutionary in any of that material?
There are interesting cases in there that are generating news. They're generating lots of news. Cases, there are some papers regarding Bentwaters, which are notable, but particularly notable was the Milton Torres case when he was asked to shoot a UFO down. That created a two-week news cycle, and he got a lot of press on that. He was able to talk about it for the first time in his life. But it's not so much the content. It's the volume of the files and the fact they're doing it at all, right? This is a message that these countries are sending to the U.S. Look, we're getting on the right side of this issue. We're doing some open transparency here. What are you going to do? When are you going to end this truth embargo? Because we want this to end. We want to move on with civilization. You have space agencies around the world developing their own programs. You've got the European Space Agency. You've got one in Japan. You've got one in China. Argentina just announced one. So whatever is out there, and I do believe there are artifacts out there, other nations are going to be coming across them. The ability of the U.S. to contain this is simply evaporating. The truth embargo is eroding to the point where it's hanging by a thread. More witnesses are coming forward. People like Edgar Mitchell are going on CNN at the National Press Club and calling for the administration to end the truth embargo. Others are going to do this. So I believe that, and more importantly, we have a president, whatever his shortcomings, who I believe is quite acceptable to the military intelligence committees that run this issue as a disclosure president, as would have been Hillary Clinton or John McCain.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I mean, you're a student of politics. You recognize the reality of the situation we're in now. If President Obama comes out and starts talking about UFOs and aliens, what that does to him politically, Democrats in Congress who are struggling to hang on to control, Republicans in Congress who are fighting to gain control, that would be an albatross around the neck of anyone who comes out, wouldn't it? Wouldn't they be attacked in the media, in news
but
events?
That's not the way it will happen, George. He's not going to be musing about UFOs, right, and off-the-cuff remarks. Or the consensus, I believe, within the military intelligence management committees is to go forward with disclosure. Obama is not going to make it happen. He's not going to reach down and make this happen. They are going to decide to move forward, and he is the man in the White House. So he is going to be the disclosure president, right? Because they are going to say, yeah, you're it. And he's going to say, yes. It's the reverse of what most people think. And so when something happens, the administration will have an event and they will come forward and they will make the announcement. And I assure you that making the announcement of the extraterrestrial presence, confirming that, on the part of an American administration to be immediately followed up by Britain and France and a bunch of other countries, probably within days or a week, will be no harm to his presidency. It will be the most important, probably, political legacy in history. All right, this is serious business. So don't think of Obama running around the White House trying to decide whether he wants to talk about UFOs. This is a national security matter maintained by very heavy-duty people that work deep in the national security structures, our intelligence world. And they are the ones that manage this issue, and they are the ones that are going to decide when to disclose. Now, these people go home at night just like you and I. They watch, they open up a can of beer, they watch the History Channel, they watch the news. They're not ghosts. So when we do what we do, they see it. Everybody in the Military Intelligence Committee knows about this field, knows about the work that's being done, knows about the documentaries on television, knows about Edgar Mitchell. They're fully aware of that. But what they do, their professional actions take place sub rosa in the national security world. But those people are the ones that make the call ultimately, and I believe we've got them to the point where they definitely want to go forward. Plus, if they don't go forward, China is going to act on this, or France, or Brazil, or possibly Russia, and we'll be basically in the backseat of the car. And that's going to have significant impact on our prestige and ability to lead in the world. So there's an enormous amount at stake here. This is the way you need to think about it.
I'd like to see it happen, but you know what? We've been talking about this for a long time, and it hasn't happened yet. Here's my question to you. Disclose what? How do you see it being disclosed? What are they going to say? Obviously, Obama's not going to come out and say aliens are abducting humans. There's nothing we can do about it. Right? He's going to say recognize it. Go ahead.
This disclosure, George, is the formal acknowledgement of ET presence. It's specifically defined. It's a capital D word. It's defined by the advocacy movement. That's what we want.
Okay.
Acknowledgement of the ET presence. Everything we learn after that is not disclosure. That's in the post-disclosure world. Now, what we learn and when we learn it is going to be a sort of a contest between the public and the government. We may want this. They may not. We may want it now. They may want to wait. But I'll say one thing. The day after disclosure, pretty much the entire media are going to jump over to our side because this is the biggest news story in the history, and it'll be fully validated, and they're all going to be on our side. So it's going to be us and the media against the government. And it's how much can they tell us? When can they tell us? And it's going to be a fascinating process to unfold.
Well, I hope you're right.
World.